Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Bad Axe City Council approved funding for infrastructure improvements and routine city expenses during their regular meeting earlier this week. Council members unanimously authorized an $8,633 replacement of the wastewater treatment plant's dialer system, an approved payment of more than $306,000 in the city's bills. Residents Chris Willis and Betty McKnight addressed the council during the public comment portion. Council members also encouraged residents to be considerate of neighbors when using fireworks, highlighting progress on the new dog park and pavilion, as well as welcoming continued work on the city's streetscape project, and officially announcing the storybook walk has been officially approved. The meeting concluded at 6:40 on Monday evening after all of the agenda items were addressed. And another news for today. Seabwing's Light and Water Department embraced technology in the 1980s by creating its own high-speed internet service, and over the years, there's been several updates to the equipment and the service. During the public comment portion of the most recent Seabwing Village meeting, a resident had issues with the increasing cost of the service. The resident explained that the service started at $35 per month, and then last year increased to $39, and then this year increased again to $43.50. The key concern was that residents on a fixed income cannot afford an increase every single year. Trustee Marcus Sting explained that other internet carriers are charging $60 per month, and that the Light and Water Department had conducted a rate study showing the village's internet is out of line with other services. In order to provide residents with the best service, upgrades to the service have been done. The residents then asked when the next meeting of the Light and Water Committee would be, and what the plans are for being there to get a better explanation on the increasing costs. The next meeting is at 5:30 p.m. on July the 9th. In other matters during the meeting, it was also reported that an application to host a townwide car cruise from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, July the 9th, had been received and the event was approved. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I suffered a stroke 9 days after I had my daughter.
My baby was 2 months old when I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Heart-related problems can happen up to a year after giving birth.
Talk to your healthcare professional about your risk for cardiovascular disease during pregnancy.
And learn how to keep your heart healthy postpartum.
Because caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your baby.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/postpartum.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Because this is an election year, there's a lot of interest and buzz going around regarding the open seats. Democrats running for the 4-year term of governor are Jocelyn Benson, who's the current Secretary of State, as well as Christopher Robert Swanson. There are 6 Republican candidates who are running for governor: Tom Leonard, Ralph Rebrandt, Mike Cox, John James, Eric Nesbitt, and Perry Johnson. Current Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in the process of finishing her second term, so her political career as Michigan's governor is ending due to the term limits. There are 5 candidates running for the United States Senator. The Democratic candidates are Haley Stevens, Mallory McMorrow, and Abdul El Said. However, it has been reported that Mallory McMurrow has withdrawn from the race. The Republican candidates are Mike Rogers and Bernadette Smith. Those who are running to represent Congress in District 9 are Democrat Ray Pooley and Republican incumbent Lisa McClain. There are 5 candidates running for Senate District Number 25. Democrat April L. Ozentoski is facing challenges from Republicans Andrew Beeler, Gary R. Eisen, John W. Mahaney, and Randy Schultz. The candidates who are vying to represent House District 98 are Democrat Keith Brosseau and Republican Gregory L. Alexander, who is the current incumbent. And another news for today. Christopher Ray Amos entered no contest pleas earlier today in Huron County District Court to charges of attempted resisting and obstructing a police officer, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and having an open alcohol container inside of a vehicle. The plea agreement resolves a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon, which was dismissed in exchange for the misdemeanor plea. As part of the deal, Amos agreed to forfeit the seized weapon. Judge Ferris outlined specific sentencing conditions tied to Amos' current probation status in Sterling Heights. If Amos is sentenced for a probation violation before his August 6 court date, any jail time exceeding 5 days will run concurrently with this case. If no prior sentencing occurs, Amos faces a 30-day jail term with 5 days served immediately and the remainder held in absence pending the completion of his probation. Sentencing is set for August the 6th at 10 a.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries. The following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, July the 7th of 2026. Larry Lee Williams, age 81 of Elkton, passed away on July the 7th of 2026. Funeral services for Larry will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, July the 10th at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th, and then again on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial is to follow at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made out to Century Oaks Public Golf Course. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.